We are in the 9 a.m. hour. Happy Tuesday morning to you. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning. And I have a real, thankfully, really long arms that I can do the things I've been sitting here not doing. I have Trooper Ron Allen from the Ohio State Highway Patrol with me here this morning. Good morning, Trooper Allen.
Good
morning.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day. It just, I'm ready for it to be even warmer, but yes, there's no ice, there's no snow.
Should be an easy drive aside from the sun.
Life is good today, yes.
It is a great day in Holmes County. And so, you know, with the nice spring weather and, you know, people getting out and about more often, one of the things that we tend to happen to see is people hauling stuff. And I've kind of noticed, and I'm sure you guys have been noticing too, that people kind of forget what you should do when you're hauling things that are longer than what you're hauling in.
Yeah, that's especially this county. A lot of lumber places, a lot of extended load, a lot of construction people in this county. And most of them abide by it, but there's a lot of people that don't know that if you extend 4 feet past the end of your vehicle, the end of your trailer, the end of whatever you're hauling with, you must have a red flag. And it has to be red. It can't be blue, pink, purple. And most of your lumber yards or companies have red flags there, plastic. And they'll staple them to the end of your load. So if you're going to Keim or Northwood Homes or going to any of them, Klein, that they'll have it. You don't have to panic and say, I don't have a red flag. But if it extends out 4 feet past the end of your vehicle, you must apply a red flag. And reasoning for that is your depth perception.
It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell in some of them. Some of them it's easy, like your log trucks.
I don't follow behind log trucks.
Yeah, a log truck will extend sometimes, you know, the semis will extend, sometimes the straight trucks will. And it's the furthest piece of whatever it is you're hauling, you must apply the red. You just have to apply it, one, to your most extended piece of lumber. It can be wire. It can be whatever that will hang 4 feet past your vehicle or your trailer. It doesn't necessarily have to be a pickup or a truck or anything like that. Some people put stuff on the top of their car.
In their trunk hanging out.
And it hangs out, you know, extensively past 4 feet. So just your longest, if you have, example, 6 different pieces of lumber in the back of your truck, let's say, and all 6 of them are hanging out 5 feet, 6 feet, 7, 4, and the longest one, put the red flag on.
And you know what? If it were me, which I don't haul things because I'm not allowed to have power tools.
Right. We understand.
But if it were me, no matter if it's 4 feet or not, I'd want somebody to know it's there, because some people ride a little bit close. You don't have to sit there with your measuring tape. If it hangs over, just pop your red flag on. Correct. Be safe.
Correct. That, like I said, some of the extensions are obvious. You're like, oh, there it is. And then some, you're like, if you didn't see that red flag, you'd...
Yeah.
And to be honest, if it is 6, 7, 8 feet, you're still following too close if you strike that. So, in retrospect, you'd still be illegal if you did hit that. But it does save a lot, especially. And some of them are 2 car lengths back. There's some logs that really do extend out. But
there's a whole generation of people my age who refuse to ride behind log trucks.
Right.
Thanks to Final Destination.
Right. Right. Yes. And the logs.
It don't matter how far it's staying out. We are not riding behind that log truck.
Yeah, it's a big truck and it's intimidating. But yeah, like I said, the cooperation's really good. And some people just don't even know. But every lumber yard has red flag, and they apply it before you leave. Whether you know it or not, they apply it. So that's pretty much a given. But if you're doing your little hometown, take the barn down, I'm going to get rid of this stuff, you know, make sure you do have a flag.
I feel like my father always kept like a red rag in just for like that was a thing with that generator. You know, you had it with you just in case because you never knew when you were going to get something.
Yep. A lot of the old timers have it, but the new timers don't even know about
these young folk.
Yep.
We got to teach them some things.
And that's why we're here.
And, you know, we just want people to be careful out on the roads. Like I told you when you got here, there were 6 accidents in Holmes County with the Sheriff's Department yesterday. You know, we talk here. We're trying to help people, you know, remember these little things that maybe you get so busy you forget about. You know, wearing your seatbelt, you know, not drinking and driving, although those things shouldn't be things you forget about. But that's what we're here for. That's what we're doing.
Yep, correct. And like I said, it just seems the change of season, spring into summer, summer into fall, fall into winter, just that change, I don't know what it does to human nature, but we have more accidents during those changes of season. And obviously the big one's the winter time, which, knock on wood, we should be over with. But that's
you jinx it.
But that's the biggest change, is that going into winter, the change, but I don't know what it is when the sun comes out and it hits 60, 65, 70. It changes human behavior, and I've seen it year after year.
That's what you can do in retirement. You can write a book.
Yeah.
Write a book on the human nature and driving and what you've seen as a trooper.
I don't think that's going to happen, but unless you write it and publish it for me. No.
You tell me the stories, no. I'll write them down.
I'll stick to cutting wood and fishing.
But yeah, so, you know, be safe, make good decisions. Remember that 60, you know, 70 degrees, whatever the temperature is, doesn't mean that's the speed you should go.
That's correct. Just the nicer the weather, more volume of traffic that's out, and just take your time.
We're heading into tourist season.
Yes, we are.
So be safe, wear your seatbelts, don't drink and drive, and make good decisions. Put your red flag up.
You'd have made a good trooper.
I don't have the physical specs for a trooper.
Never too late.
I'm too old.
Yeah, you
probably, I will be 40 in May, okay. So I have reached the age limit.
Yeah, this is the age limit, so stick with the radio.
I was always better at talking anyways.
There you go.
So anything else? Any other safety talk? Any safety numbers that I missed?
No, that's pretty much it. Just like I said, kids are in school for another month and a half, 2 months. Just take your time. The daylight
is increasing.
It is increasing, but still in the morning, the older kids still are going to school in the dark, and they will for another couple weeks at least till we get caught up. But just take your time.
Pay attention. Thank you. That was Trooper Ron Allen from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol.